Welcome to Since You Asked with Jim Barrier on the Cross Global Media Radio Network. Send Jim your questions about the Bible and Christianity to jim@cgmradio.com. Subscribe to Since You Asked by visiting us online at cgmradio.com/ask. And now, here's your host, Jim Barrier.
How did you find Jesus? How did people in the original Christmas story encounter Jesus? Well, since you asked. Now in those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that a census should be taken of all the inhabited earth. This was the first census taken when Quirinius was governor in Syria. And all the people were on their way to register for the census, each to his own city. Now Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the city of Nazareth to Judea to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and family of David, in order to register along with Mary, who was betrothed to him and was pregnant. While they were there, the time came for her to give birth, and she gave birth to her first son and wrapped him in cloths and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. In the same region, there were some shepherds staying out in the fields and keeping watch over their flock at night. And an angel of the Lord suddenly stood near them, and the glory of the Lord shone round them, and they were terribly frightened. And so the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which will be for all the people. For today in the city of David there has been born for you a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly there appeared with the angel a multitude of the heavenly army of angels, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men of good will." And when the angels had departed from them into heaven, the shepherds began saying to one another, "Let us go straight to Bethlehem, then, and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they came in a hurry and found their way to Mary and Joseph and the baby as he lay in the manger. And when they had seen him, they made known the statement which had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed about the things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary treasured all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds went back, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, just as it had been told them. The shepherds were common people who had an uncommon introduction to Jesus, even sensational. And when 8 days were completed, so that it was time for his circumcision, he was also named Jesus, the name given by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. And when the days for their purification according to the law of Moses were completed, they brought him up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, "Every firstborn male that opens the womb shall be called holy to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice according to what has been stated in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or 2 young doves. Jesus needed no purification, but his parents were careful to keep the law. And there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And this man was righteous and devout, looking forward to the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And the Spirit led him into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to carry out for him the custom of the law, then he took him in his arms and blessed God and said, 'Now, Lord, you are letting your bondservant depart in peace, according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the presence of all the peoples, a light for revelation for the Gentiles, and the glory of your people Israel.' And his father and mother were amazed at the things which were being said about him. And Simeon blessed them and said to his mother Mary, "Behold, this child is appointed for the fall and rise of many in Israel, for a sign which will be spoken against, and a sword will pierce your own soul, so that the thoughts of many hearts will be revealed." And there was a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was advanced in years and had lived with her husband for 7 years after her marriage, and then as a widow to the age of 84. She did not leave the temple grounds, serving night and day with fasts and prayers. And at that very moment she came up and began giving thanks to God and continued to speak about him to all those who were looking forward to the redemption of Israel. These two extraordinary people waited their whole lives to see the Savior, and they recognized him immediately. Now, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, Magi from the east arrived in Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we saw his star in the east and have come to worship him." When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And gathering together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for this is what has been written by the prophet, 'You, Bethlehem, land of Judah, are by no means least among the leaders of Judah, for from you will come forth a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod secretly called for the Magi and determined from them the exact time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the child, and when you have found him, report to me so that I may too come and worship him." This was 2 years after Jesus was born. After hearing the king, they went on their way, and behold, the star, which they had seen in the east, went on ahead of them until it came to stop over the place where Jesus the child was to be found. And when they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And after they came into the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they fell down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented to him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And after being warned by God in a dream not to return to Herod, the Magi left for their own country by another way. Isaiah chapter 60 mentions kings from the east who would bring gold and frankincense as an offering. The book of Daniel refers to the Magi as wise men. And Psalm 72 mentions kings bowing down before him. The Magi were a priestly caste from Persia who studied Zoroastrianism and astrology. And now what about the three gifts, the gold and frankincense and myrrh? Well, they all have very significant meanings. Gold, of course, refers to royalty. It is a gift for a king. In Jeremiah 23, the Messiah is said to be a king. In John 12 and Acts 2, there are references to Jesus being the king. Frankincense was used to worship. It was for a priest. And Psalm 110 says that the Messiah would be a priest. Hebrews, of course, describes Jesus as being our high priest. And myrrh is used for anointing. Deuteronomy 18 indicates that the Messiah would be a prophet. And of course, John 4 and Acts 3 describe Jesus as a prophet. Now, the Messiah was to be a prophet, a priest, and a king. And these gifts testify to the fact that Jesus was a prophet, was a priest, and was a king. Even when he was just a baby, he was born for that destiny and to fulfill all the requirements of the Messiah. Some people meet Jesus in a sensational conversion, like the shepherds. I have friends that were delivered from drugs and other lifestyles, and it was often very dramatic. Some people have a long journey that eventually leads them to Jesus. I have known people who search and study and after years come to find Him as their Savior. Some people grow up in an environment that makes it easy for them to recognize Jesus. I have a very good friend who was raised by godly parents. She learned how to pray as soon as she could talk. She doesn't even remember not knowing Jesus. Be thankful for whatever path has led you to Jesus. And if you haven't found Him as your Savior yet, open up your heart to Him now and let Him in. Eternal life is the greatest gift of all. And whatever the path was, all responded with joy and celebration. The angels were praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest. Gloria in excelsis Deo." The shepherds went back, glorifying and praising God. Simeon took Jesus in his arms and blessed God. At the very moment Anna came up, she began giving thanks to God. When the Magi saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy, and when they saw the child, they fell down and worshiped Him. Christmas is a time to sing and celebrate and worship. Joy to the world! Some people find Jesus in a dramatic fashion. Some take a long journey to discover Him. Some have served Him their whole life, but all rejoice and celebrate. May Christmas bring you tidings of comfort and joy. From Since You Asked and everyone here at CGM Radio, Merry Christmas.
Since You Asked is a production of Jim Barrier and Cross Global Media. Visit us online and subscribe to the show at cgmradio.com/ask.